Well, good morning. I'm Claire Meyer, and I serve as the Director of Faith Formation here at Bethany. And if you're worshiping with us for the first time, we're so glad that you're here. Welcome. If you're at the end of the pew, we've got those worship pads. Can you pass those down and just let us know that you're here? There's also in there the Connect cards. These are a great way to let us know that you want to know more about the mission and ministry here. And on the other side, you can also share with your prayer requests, because we really love being a praying church and want to be praying for you. So you can drop these off in the offering or at the connection centers. So today's Reformation Sunday, big day. And for some of you, that means absolutely nothing. And for others of you, it means this is the Sunday when we sing, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God," right? Still others of you, maybe if you're a huge church nerd like me, it means today is the day we celebrate how awesome it is to be Lutheran. And as the self-proclaimed Lutheran nerd on staff, I'm really delighted to get to share this message with you today. But now, if you've been paying attention this month to what Pastor John has been sharing and talking about, you might think it's a little odd that we spend a whole day celebrating Lutheranism, because he's been sharing about the foundation of our church, that it's not even the Bible, because the Bible, the first Christians didn't have the Bible. No, the foundation of our church is an event, the event, the death and resurrection of Jesus. So if we're supposed to focus on the death and resurrection of Jesus, how are we going to spend a Sunday talking about something that happened 1,500 years after that? Well, the thing about Luther, and this is Martin Luther, the 16th century monk who started the Reformation and the Lutheran Church, the thing about Luther is that he really wanted to return the church to the foundation, just as Pastor John has been sharing. Luther called the church to look back on that central event, and he did this in part because of the reading we had this morning from the book of Romans. Now, Romans is written by Paul, who we've been talking about. His journeys through his missionary adventures are recorded in the book of Acts, and he traveled all around the Roman Empire, and on one of these trips, he sat down and wrote the letter to the Romans as a way to introduce himself. And this church in Rome was really struggling with all the things that Pastor John has been sharing about these last few weeks. They were really trying to figure out, how do we be a new kind of church and not just Judaism 2.0? And you see, at the heart of this issue was the desire to follow God, to be the kind of church that God wanted. And I think that's the same question that Martin Luther was asking. How are we to be church at this time in this place? How are we to be church at this time in this place? And really, that's the same question that we here at Bethany have been asking, at least since I've been on the staff. How are we to be church at this time in this place? And the answer Paul gives the Romans is the same answer Luther used, and it's the same foundational answer that we can use today. Here's what Paul says in the first chapter of Romans, verse 17. He says this: "The righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel from faith to faith." The righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel from faith to faith. Now, that's one of the most churchiest sentences I've ever said. So let's just break it down a little bit. Let's break it down into three parts. The righteousness of God, part one. Part two, revealed in the gospel. And part three, from faith to faith. Let's start with this word, righteousness. It's a word that sometimes we throw around, maybe only here in this church building, but I don't think we all use it the same way. So here's what I think Paul is talking about when he says the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God is that thing that makes God right, makes God the God we want to follow, makes God that good, good Father, makes God different from the other gods out there, makes God different from the angry kid God with a magnifying glass, and makes God different from the distant God that just sets things in motions and then watches from afar. No, our right God, our righteous God, has been revealed. And this is the start of the church. God showing up as God, as right and righteous. So let's move to that second part. The righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel, the good news. Did you know that the word gospel literally means good news? So how does this good news reveal the righteousness of God? How does it show us why we should be church? Well, before there can be good news, there's got to be a little bit of bad news. And that's what Paul spends the first 2.5 chapters of the book of Romans about. He spells out how there's sin in the world and how we are to blame for it. Sometimes I think we as a church like to limit the power of sin in our lives. We like to reduce it just down to the little wrong things that we do, those little white lies. But sin is more than the sum of our human wrongdoing. Because sin is all of the pain, all of the suffering, the illness, the death, the injustice, the brutality. Doesn't take long to look at the news to know it. And you've probably faced it. Some of you right now may be in a season where this cloud of sin seems to be holding you against your will. This big sin is what Paul talks about. So how is it that we can have a righteous God, a good God, a God we want to follow, when the world is so full of sin? When everywhere we look, we see it. Where is God in all of this? Paul's answer: the righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel from faith to faith. In the gospel, the good news. Paul gets to that in chapter 3, verse 21, which we read today. And it starts with these two great little words, "but now." See, after thoroughly proving that we fall into every kind of sin, Paul says, "but now." See, something new is happening because the righteousness of God was disclosed, revealed, shown to us. And how is it revealed? What is this good news? God is righteous, good, the one we should follow because of the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus came to earth and experienced all of the sin of the world. Everything we could throw at him, the worst of the worst, all of the pain, all of the injustice, all of the evil, all of the wickedness, everything. The worst of the worst that the world could do to a person at that time was to kill an innocent person, to crucify them. And that's what we did. But now, see, it's not the end of the story. The end, it doesn't stop with the sin and the sadness. But now, God is righteous because Jesus was faithful to loving us, faithful to proving God's love at us for all cost, even his life. But now, see, this faithfulness changes the sin story because death and the power of sin cannot stop God's love, cannot stop God from showing up. God is faithful to who God is, loving, merciful, forgiving, healing, and that is what makes God righteous, the one we want to follow. And all of this is God's doing. God's faithfulness, God's breaking the power of death through the resurrection, God's forgiveness, all of this is from God to us as a free gift. That's the good news. That's the gospel. This free gift of grace. All right, so we've covered the righteousness of God, part one. Part two, revealed in the gospel. We know what that is now. So part three, from faith to faith. You see, the good news goes from faith to faith, from Jesus' faith and faithfulness to our faith. The good news is Jesus continues to show up in the world, continues to take the worst of the worst that we can throw at him, and continues to change it, change death, change pain, change sorrows, change sin, change it all into life, forgiveness, healing, and wholeness. God continues to be faithful to God's promises to show up, to be faithful. And that doesn't stop with God, because God extends that faith to us, faith to faith. And what does that look like here in this place, in this church, at this time? How does Jesus show up and produce faith in you, in me, in Bethany? Well, here at Bethany, we talk about God growing our faith, God's faith to our faith, in three main environments. Because God promises to show up in these three places where the gospel, the good news, is most clearly witnessed. And what are those three environments? If you look at the front of your bulletin, you can see them. They're the places where we believe, where we belong, and we bless. Places where we nurture our primary relationship with God, like worship. Places where we nurture our primary relationship with each other, like small groups. Places where we nurture our relationship to the community and the world through service. That's why we here at Bethany have this 1-1-1 initiative. That's our church's call to action, to have 1,000 people spend 1 hour a week in worship, 1 hour a week in small groups, and 1 hour a week in service, because God shows up there and turns faith into faith into faith. This initiative is not because we want to pat ourselves on the back. It's not because we want to create hoops for people to jump through. It's not a set of things that you must do in order to receive God's love. No, none of those. The 1-1-1 initiative is our way to respond to God's faithfulness, to receive that faith to faith, and then participate in the transfer of faith as we witness to what God has done. The good news, the gospel. Because, see, when we participate in the good news, when we restore, when we forgive, when we love, we pass on faith. We pass on the faith of Jesus to the faith of another. And that's what it means to be church. Paul said it this way: the righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel from faith to faith. Take that bulletin out for just another minute and look at the back of it. Because here's how we at Bethany would say that same churchy sentence in maybe some hopefully more approachable language. And I hope you can hear the echoes of Paul throughout this. So on the back it says, our purpose at Bethany is to build a Christian community where people curious about faith become people committed to faith. Faith to faith. Our approach is creating gatherings around Jesus to believe, belong, and bless, because we know that's where God shows up and creates faith. And the vision is to multiply the blessings of Christ deep and wide across our congregation, our community, and beyond. Because the good news is something we can share and participate in. So will you join this reformation? Will you join this Jesus movement? Will you be part of the 1-1-1 initiative? Will you reveal the righteousness of God in the gospel from faith to faith? Let's pray. God, you sent us Jesus as this loving and wonderful example of who you are, and you showed us how much you loved us when he died on the cross. And you showed us that nothing can contain your love, not death, not sin, not evil, nothing. You can shatter all of those things because you brought Jesus back to life. And you share this gift with us as a free gift of grace. God, help us see your faithfulness. Help us have that faith inspired in us so that we can share your news with our congregation, our community, and the world. We pray all this in your name. Amen.